Ed inti simaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Isma' aktar stejjer interessanti fsbs.com.au/Maltese.
Il-budget federali għas-sena 2021-2022 li għadu kif tħabbar nhar it-tlieta li għadda huwa wieħed li fiċ-ċentru tiegħu jinsabu l-ħolqien tax-xogħol l-Awstraljani l-iktar vulnerabbli u nfiq fl-infrastruttura. Intant rappreżentanti mis-setturi tat-turiżmu u l-edukazzjoni terzjarja jgħidu li l-budget ma jallokax biżejjed għal dawn l-industriji. Il-budget ippreżentat minn Josh Frydenberg huwa t-tielet wieħed fil-karriera tat-teżorier u jinkludi biljuni f'infiq ġdid. Id-disin jgħad biex ikompli għajn fl-irkupru tal-Awstralja wara d-daqqa li ħadet mill-pandemija tal-coronavirus. Huwa budget li jattira kemm kritika kif ukoll reazzjonijiet pożittivi. Fost oħrajn il-budget jipprovdi priorità l-settur tal-kura tal-anzjani bi 17.7 biljun dollaru immirati lejn tiġdid sħiħ f'dan il-qasam. Fil-waqt li l-Kunsill tal-anzjanità fl-Awstralja jilqa' bil-ħerqa dawn il-fondi, Carolyn Smith mill-United Workers Union tajt li dan sempliċiment mhux suffiċjenti.
That this budget is in the shadow of the Royal Commission. Shocking stories of real problems in aged care, of neglect, of older Australians who built this country not being cared for in the way that they should be. So whilst the budget now looks like a lot of money, what we would say is this budget still does not have enough money and it's too late, too little, too late. And with absolutely, you know, not enough oversight about how the money is spent and ensuring that aged care providers are responsible for the money that they receive.
Intant l-iskema nazjonali tal-insurance tad-disabilità hija mistennija tirċievi 13.0 biljuni sa snin 2023 u 24. B'dawk favur jittamaw li l-fondi addizzjonali jistimolaw diskussjoni dwar is-sustenibilità futura ta' din l-iskema. David Moody mis-Servizzi Nazzjonali tad-Diżabilità qal lill-SBS News li l-budget juri li l-pass li jmiss huwa proprju dialogu pubbliku dwar din l-iskema.
We actually think that what tonight's budget represents is, if you like, a declaration that all sides of politics need to drop the politics and for there to be a substantive conversation nationally around the scheme and how to ensure its future viability.
Aspetta u lini jihor li ħareċ minn dan il-budget huwa il-fondi fil-rigward tal-kwistjonijiet li rigwardaw in-nisa. Il-budget iffoka fuq avvanzi ġenwini għan-nisa Awstraljani bi 3.4 biljun dollaru immirati lejn is-sigurtà fiżika u ekonomika tagħhom, is-saħħa u benessri, inklużi fondi ddedikati għaċ-childcare biex bekk tiżdied il-parteċipazzjoni tan-nisa fl-industrija tax-xogħol. L-irtirar għan-nisa Awstraljani wkoll huwa mistenni jiġi għall-aħjar bi tneħħija tal-limitu tal-$450 fix-xahar li permezz tiegħu dawk li jħadmu kienu eżenti milli jħallsu s-superannuation lill-impjegati tagħhom. Intant Eva Sherling li hija l-kap uffiċjali eżekuttiv tat-Trustees Awstraljani tas-superannuation tajt li l-budget ma jinkludix in-nisa li jgħixu fil-faqar.
There is so much more that needs to be done in order to provide greater equity and to help women in particular to catch up in terms of their retirement savings. Women are the fastest growing cohort of homeless people in Australia. So much more needs to be done. This budget provides some cohorts, a small number of cohorts, with some benefits in relation to superannuation, but we are disappointed that nothing is being done for women who are already retired, who don't have anything in their super to help boost their savings, and particularly for anyone who took money out during the early release scheme because of the pandemic.
Aħbar tajba f'dan il-budget ġiet fil-konfront tan-negozji żgħar għaliex dawn se jkunu qegħdin jibbenefikaw minn kważi $46 miljun fi programmi bilan li jtejbu s-soluzzjonijiet diġitali. Negozji żaru lokali se jirċivu 8 miljun dollaru biex jirkupraw mill-pandemija u madwar miljun dollaru se jintefqu biex jissapportjaw is-saħħa mentali tas-sidien ta' dawn in-negozji. Peter Strong mill-Kunsill ta' Small Business Australia jitkellem dwar dan l-aspett tal-budget.
This time there's more certainty about what's happening, about where the economy is going. We're seeing that in the announcements. They're continuing to push that through. The biggest issue we've still got is jobs. It's finding workers for those businesses that are ready to grow. So it's great to see the instant tax write-off continued. It's great to see those support going out there. The building construction industry is going well, but we've got to find the workers. So we need to find a way to bring them into the country, to quarantine them so we all feel safe, and to make sure that we can then continue to build on our manufacturing, our construction, our domestic tourism, and then start bringing in international tourists.
Intant ir-respons fil-konfront tal-bidla fil-klima fl-Awstralja mhux probabbli li se jissodisfa dak li jixtaqgħu l-attivisti tal-ambjent. Barra minn dan anke t-turizmu huwa mistenni jitlef assistenza minn dan il-budget, waqt li l-fruntieri Awstraljani mhumiex mistennija jiftħu sa sena oħra. Margie Osmond, il-kap uffiċjali eżekuttiv tal-Forum tat-Turizmu u Trasport, tajt li din l-imġieba tal-Gvern tfisser li l-Awstralja dal-waqt se jkollha industrija limitata tat-turizmu. Tispjega.
Well, this is a budget that leaves the tourism industry high and dry with nowhere to go. The only news that we have from this budget is that the government has no intention of opening borders before the middle of next year. And essentially this will leave a whole lot of members of our industry, particularly those who are internationally exposed, with no option but to send up the white flag and surrender. We will see more job losses and we will see many, many business failures out of this. And when the borders do finally open, in the absence of any additional ongoing support, we'll be lucky to have a tourism industry to welcome international tourists back into the country.
Intant, Dr. Omar Korshid mill-Assoċjazzjoni Awstraljana Medika jgħid li waqt li l-vaċċini jirċevew kważi 2 biljuni addizzjonali għal pjan nazzjonali tat-tilqim kontra COVID-19, il-pajjiż mhux se jkun ippreparat biex jiftaħ il-fruntieri u jimmaniġġja imxijiet ta' mart fuq skala kbira.
What we need to see going forward is plans for our health system into the future. We've heard that Australia is going to open up to international borders in 2022, but to do that we need to have a system that is ready for that. That means a health system that can cope with a flu, with COVID coming into our country, and right now our public hospital system is struggling.
Meta niġu għas-settur tal-edukazzjoni internazzjonali dan ukoll ħadaq għall-isfel, għaliex il-fondi provduti mill-budget huma biss għall-provvedituri indipendenti tal-lingwa Ingliża u edukazzjoni li mhix tal-livell universitarju. Il-President Nazzjonali tal-Union Nazzjonali tal-Istudenti Zoe Ranganathan tajt li l-Gvern naqas milli jissapportja l-edukazzjoni pubblika.
It is an absolute kick in the guts to the university sector, who are already crawling at their feet at the moment. The NUS is firmly against giving $53 million to private institutions to make their course content online, which just peddles low-quality institutions that treat international students as cash cows even more, and ensures that the government doesn't need to take responsibility for bringing international students back. It doesn't need to present them with a plan. This is a sector which is set to lose $19 billion over 3 years, and just providing 5,000 Commonwealth-supported places for short courses at non-university institutions is an absolute laugh in the face of thousands of young people who are living in poverty at the moment.
Minnaħa l-oħra ġew offruti benefiċċji deċenti għas-saħħa mentali tal-Awstralja fostom helpline ta' 24 siegħa kuljum għas-saħħa mentali tal-persuni aboriġeni u minn Torres Strait. Parsa ġenerali lejn il-budget dan jinkludi iktar minn 243 miljun dollaru għal titjib fl-oqsma ekonomiċi, soċjali u edukattivi għall-indiġeni Awstraljani.
SBS
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 SBS Radio.
Trid tisma' aktar stejja bħal din, isma' fuq Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify jew kull fejn tisma' l-podcast tiegħek.